Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. The text for today's meditation is Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. The text verses are Luke 12, 13, 12, and 13th verse. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this assembly of the Royal Parish. Thank you for how you have sustained us since we were last together. You, oh my God, you, God, bless us, hallelujah, and keep us. You blessed us, hallelujah, to be without accidents or deaths. We praise you. I thank you for the opportunity that we have today to learn, oh my God, about a bent over lady. Dear God, I pray that you will meet us in this space. Wherever, hallelujah, in this space we may be found, we pray that you will meet us. There are some bent over members of the World Parish. Bless us to learn more about who you really are through this bent over lady. Help us to identify, grow, and learn into her story. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. This is part two of the message, Jesus Makes a Big Difference. While Jesus was teaching on a day to be observed for worship and not work, he saw a nameless woman who had a demonic ailment that had plagued her for 18 years. This poor, helpless lady was bent over, and she could not straighten herself up. Please permit me to use my thought in this matter. She, like the woman in Luke chapter 8, verse 43, had spent all of her money going to the doctor and got no better. Oh, my God, spent all of her money going to the doctor, and they couldn't help her straighten up. Oh, my God, Royal Parish, when we feel outcast or in need of healing, do not stop worshiping, hallelujah, and calling on Jesus. Even from your bed of affliction, hallelujah, Jesus makes a big difference. He will meet you where you are and remind all of us how much he loves us. C.C. Munson of Decatur, Georgia, Jenna Moon of Bethlehem, Georgia, Jesus makes a big difference. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. Natalie Perry of Conyers, Georgia, he does not always protect, guard, or defend our hearts from pain and sorrow like a sick daughter, hallelujah, who would give up, hallelujah, to death. Yes, sorrow comes upon all of us. But here it is. Jesus gives us himself in the midst of and through our pain. Jesus looked upon this nameless, crooked, bent-over lady with mercy and compassion. He called her to him, oh God, and laid his hands on her and made a great pronouncement. Quote, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. End of quote. In the midst of this world perish, Jesus, hallelujah, shows up. Hallelujah, I showed up in the light and told the woman, hallelujah, thou art loosed from this demonic spirit that has plagued you these 216 months or these 6,570 days. World Parish, she was healed because she was in the right place at the right time. This woman was a worshiper of God. She did not let her illness cause her, hallelujah, to stay home from church or the assembly of God's people where God's power reigned. Cheryl Harden of lovely Atlanta, Georgia, and Frieda Frack of Ackley, Maryland. This nameless woman was in worship despite her deformity. Ed Turner of Decatur, Georgia, her deformity was severe. She was all bent over and unable to rise up. Eloise Rams of Opelika, Alabama, just imagine that as she shuffled her way to the church, oh God help me, all she could see was sand and dirt at her feet. Gaither Jackson of Conyers, Georgia, hallelujah, I imagine that the pain was so severe as she shuffled her way to church. But hear me now, she made the staggering, stumbling, hallelujah, effort to get herself to church. Victor Whiting and Jackie Whiting of Stone Mountain, Georgia, let me tell you why she pulled her, oh God, her crooked body to church. It was because her habit was to attend worship and to seek the favor of God and the help of God upon her life. Cheryl Harden of Lovely, Atlanta, here's what the scripture says about seeking the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Amos 5 and 4. Seek ye me and ye shall, oh God, and ye shall live. Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Acts 17, 27. That they should seek the Lord, if they happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not afar from every one of us. Elmer Warren of Jacksonville, Gainesville, Florida, and Carol Harvey of Noonan, Georgia. How many today have missed their hearing, their blessing, because they let their feelings, their body ailments, their bent over crookedness keep them from the place of God's blessing, from worshiping God, or just having, some of them just having too much pride to ask for prayer. Oh my God, during a pandemic. Oh my God, hallelujah. But not Tyree Johnson of San Francisco, California. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A closed church building does not mean that the power of God, hallelujah, can and will not be in and around that place, or cannot and will not be in and around that place. When the right people do the right thing and are in their assigned post, God's spirit can descend and be all over that place and all over you. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, hear me now. Hear me now. A closed church building is no excuse for not worshiping God. A closed church building and a pandemic does not hinder God's miracles. Oh, my God. Let me just prove it. Cheryl Harden, it was during the pandemic that God spared Quentin's life. It was during the pandemic, oh God, that God had doctors, nurses, aides, and orderlies to attend to Quentin when he shot himself. Ron Marshall, it was during a pandemic that God, hallelujah, Nakia delivered your daughter, hallelujah, through her serious surgery. Nakia, through her serious surgery. Ron Marshall, it was during a pandemic that Jesus made a big difference in Kim, hallelujah, Marsha Evans' life. Oh, God! And they were able, during a pandemic, to remove a large, hallelujah, benign tumor from her body. Sandra Coleman of Birmingham, Alabama, it was during this pandemic that God delivered you through your surgery, that God delivered you from your I can't walk ailment. Oh, God, listen, Sandra Coleman, I can imagine how you felt. I'm trying to run for bishop, and I can't run for bishop if I can't walk. Oh, God, but just think, Sandra Coleman, what God did for you before you registered to run for a bishop. God knew that you would have one of those I can't walk ailments. So right now, as you campaign, you ought to run and praise God that during a pandemic, God brought you through your surgery. During a pandemic, God put walking into your feet. Joanne Minor, it was during a pandemic that God delivered attorney Cherie Dudley for her. Came, oh, my God, I got it, God. For her, I can't remember, hallelujah, and I can't get it together, sickness. Now, Natalie Perry of Conyers, Georgia, and Adrian, hallelujah, Adrian Perry, it was during a pandemic that Jesus showed up and resurrected a 32-year-old, hallelujah, doctor that just 11 days ago told her mama, I don't think I will make it to Monday. But oh, my God. Jesus showed up during the pandemic, took that doctor through surgery, removed a benign growth, and sent her home. Oh, here it is now. Here it is. Jesus makes a big difference. He can show up, work miracles, doing any situation that plagues us or plagues our life. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I believe I got it. I believe I got it. Royal Parish, please hear your pastor. Please let me deviate for just a minute. I feel it. Listen, listen. God, hallelujah, has given me something that will bless you if you just let me express it. Here it is. Since God blessed Mrs. Nall and I to start reaching and meeting needs worldwide ministry, since the very day, it has been a virtual ministry. Let me just be transparent. I didn't even know that was what God had called us into. Hallelujah. So, until COVID-19 hit. Listen, Jesus was showing up and blessing, and I did not even know that he was working in the ministry in a virtual situation. Here it is. COVID-19 has not hindered this ministry. We have fed more people, clothed more people, given more rent subsidies to people, helped more students in school. In fact, a young lady just graduated last week. A young lady lives in China and graduated with a master's of education degree with all expenses paid. To this ministry, and all I know is her last name, H-O. Oh, I guess that's how you pronounce it. So listen, COVID-19 is no excuse for our not trusting God. Hallelujah. No excuse for our being lazy and doing nothing. We are to be worshipers of God. COVID-19 should not interrupt our routine of worshiping God. Hallelujah. This crooked, bent-over lady was a worshiper. She had a routine or a practice to worship God. She had a tradition of worshiping God and seeking him. Oh, my God, seeking him for the care of her life. She was right where she was supposed to be on this particular Sabbath day in the place of worship. Joanne Mott of Tuscumbia, Alabama, because she was in the place of worship. Reverend Shirley Sparks of Toledo, Ohio, because she was in the place of worship. She was to receive a very special touch from Jesus. And watch this. She did not even know it yet, but she was to receive this blessing. Why? Why her? Because she was sincere, even so sincere in seeking God and his care. When we are sincere about seeking God for the care of our lives, he shows up and he touches us and restores us. God. Listen, he infuses us with the strength we need to defy religious leaders and naysayers. When my wife died in 2015, people predicted my death. Oh, God, was to come shortly thereafter. Oh, my God. They observed my weight loss. They observed my bent over position. Some even put a bet on it. I bet you he won't make it. Oh, my God. What they missed seeing was I never stopped seeking Jesus for the care of my life. And the more I saw him, Jesus infused into my life, oh God, and into me, and gave me the will and the desire to continue. This coming Monday, if God spares my life and tarrying is coming, that event will be celebrating its sixth anniversary. Listen, Jesus does make a difference in your life and life situation. Just one touch of Jesus makes a difference in our lives. Just one touch of Jesus will free us from any and every crippling evil spirit. When the hand of Jesus reaches out and touches a person, that person loses, hallelujah, the grip of the devil and all the demonic forces that are holding on to his or her life. The touch of Jesus, oh my God, Lord, the touch of Jesus unbends, adjusts, aligns, and sets straight that which was bent over. Jesus makes a big difference in life. This poor, unnamed, bent over, crooked lady came into the church. Oh, God, hallelujah. She came into the church bent over and crooked, but she went out of the church straight, standing up and walking. Well, parish, here's the good news. Souls that are bent, crooked, and bowed down can be lifted up by Jesus, no matter what it is that has you bent over, no matter what it is that has caused you to become bent over and crooked. It can be humiliation and shame. It can be sin. It can be lack of education, loss of everything. Oh, God, hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody's had their husband to walk out on. Someone, oh, my God, some man has had the wife to walk out on him. But, oh, God, Jesus makes the difference. Your bent over situation can be finances. Oh, God, an abusive spouse, a broken relationship, lying family and friends. Your bent over situation can be sickness. Your bent over situation can be lack of employment. Your bent over situation can be no stimulus check. Your bent over situation, oh, my God, Jason Jackson, can be automobile accident. It can be disease. Oh, my God. For some people that have been over situations is their appearance and look. For some people is their personality. But I tell you, hallelujah, Jesus can make the difference. World parish, you can't afford to miss church, even virtual church. Because you don't know when Jesus is going to show up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My brothers and sisters, deliverance from being bent over comes in and through Christ Jesus. If you are listening today and your life is bent over and crooked, and you have not received Jesus as your Savior, today, oh my God, today is your opportunity. You can pray this simple prayer and be saved right now. It does not matter where you are, how bent over your life is, or what your sinful life is like. Jesus is still making bent over individuals their lives straight. I ask that you pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a bent over sinner and I cannot save myself. Today I repent of all my sins. I ask you to come into my life right now as my personal Savior. Amen. We believe if you pray this prayer, you have been forgiven of your sins and saved. At the conclusion of this meditation and prayer time, I invite you to call the church office, 770-482-5333. And I will speak with you and share with you further information that will help you to foster your growth in the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.